Just because something looks and feels bad doesn't mean it necessarily is, at least in the long run.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 259, When Unexpected Blessings Come from Bad Things, Turning Adversity into Opportunities. I'm actually recording this episode right now more for me than for you, though I have no doubt that people will benefit from it. I'm recording it because I want to remind myself that just because something looks and feels bad doesn't mean it necessarily is, at least in the long run. I say that because, as you may know, if you have been following me on Instagram, I am going through a really rough time right now. I've taken it very hard that I recruited for months for a group coaching program called Your Empowered Life that I am super excited about and very proud of, and only one person registered for it. It really took the wind out of my sails. I've had to do an enormous amount of emotional and mental work to get my mind back on the track of positivity and abundance and possibility, etc. And it is fucking exhausting. I've needed to meditate more like 3 times a day rather than 2. I've been taking a lot of naps and resting because that's what I really need to do, because all of this mental and emotional work is taking a toll on me. I know in the core of my being that just because something looks bad or feels bad right now doesn't mean it ultimately is. And I'm doing this as a reminder to myself and to share this story with you. This is a really important story about my life. It starts in 1998 when I was a graduate student at the University of Connecticut and working at the Office of Institutional Research there as a graduate assistant. I was driving a Geo Metro that was 7 years old and paid off. For those of you who don't know, a Geo Metro was a teeny tiny little 3-cylinder car that was kind of like a matchbox car. And I was hoping to continue driving it for at least a couple more years because, as a graduate student, I was pretty fucking broke and wanted to continue to have no car payment. One day in April, I was on my way to work at the Office of Institutional Research, and I got into an accident with a diesel truck driven by a guy on the landscape crew at the university. It was his fault. He ended up hitting me in such a way that my car rolled over and then came back upright. I remember being upside down and seeing that I was heading towards a telephone pole. The only injury I got was a scrape on my neck from the seatbelt. I could have easily died or been very badly injured, especially since it was such a tiny little matchbox car. I didn't even know until the police officer came to the hospital that I didn't hit the telephone pole. And let me tell you something, I have never been so fucking angry in my life as I was about this accident. I was so pissed because I was really not doing well financially, and I had this car that was basically free, and I got like a million miles to the gallon, and I felt like my life was ruined. Meanwhile, the guy whose fault it was just got a ticket, and it took much longer than it should have for them to report the accident to their insurance company, which meant I had to chase them down and make that happen on top of having to rent a car and figure out what the fuck I was going to do about a new car since my car wasn't worth much. And when I realized I had to get a new car because my car was completely totaled, I decided I was going to lease a car so that I could have the lowest monthly payment possible. And when I met with a guy in the finance office at the dealership, he asked why I was buying a new car at this time. So I told him, well, I was just in an accident that was an unbelievable miracle, and that the only thing that happened to me as a result was this scrape on my neck, and it was just an absolute miracle. And he was like, wow, that's really amazing. I was also in a miraculous accident. I was in a 7-car pileup, and I was thrown from the first car and no injuries, which is basically how many people die in car accidents, by being thrown from the car. And I was like, oh my God, what a coincidence. And then I told him I'd recently read a book called The Celestine Prophecy. And it's about how when you see a bunch of coincidences, it's the universe's way of trying to get your attention. And I proceeded to tell this guy, whose name was Jeff, the story of how I came to read The Celestine Prophecy. Here it is. My friend Therese was getting married, and her sister Lou had come into town for the wedding. The night before the rehearsal dinner, they came to pick me up so we could go out. I'd never met her sister Lou before. And Lou looks down at my coffee table where I had this book there. And the title of the book is Being a Blank Book with Quotes by Women. And she goes, oh my God, I have that book. And I was like, oh my God, Therese, your sister gave me that book. Well, Lou picks up the book and just randomly opens it to a page. And the quote on that page was by a person with the same last name as their maiden name. And we were all like, oh my God, coincidence, coincidence, coincidence. So Lou, who lived in California, tells us about this book, The Celestine Prophecy, and how it talks about when there's a whole bunch of coincidences, it's the universe trying to get your attention. So I go out and I buy the book, and it was the first real spiritual book I ever read. Anyway, I tell Jeff that story, and he goes, I can't believe it. I have a similar story about a book also recommended by a friend from California. So Jeff was 24 years old at this time, and he dated this woman named Mary for 2 years. And when you're 24, a 2-year relationship is a long ass relationship. So when they broke up, he was devastated, and he was pining after her, and he just couldn't get over her. And he was talking to his friend in California, and his friend says, listen, Jeff, you really should read this book. It's called Conversations with God. I think it's really going to help you with the situation with Mary. So Jeff thinks, you know, maybe someday I'll go get it. Well, he continues to pine away after Mary. So finally he decides, I'm going to go to the store and get this book. So he goes to one of those giant bookstores. He looks all over the place. He can't find the book. So he decides he's going to go to the front desk. He stands there in front of the woman at the desk who was looking down at a paper on the counter. And when she looks up at him, she says, Conversations with God. And he's like, whoa, wait, what? Yes. How did you know that was the book I wanted? And she said, I didn't. It was just the last book on the list I was working on. And I said it out loud so that when I looked down again, I would remember where I left off. And he was like, wow, that is quite a coincidence. So she helped him find the book. He went home. And I guess on the back cover of the book, it said something like, all right, go ahead and ask me your question. Now, this is from God, by the way, because remember, this is Conversations with God. Go ahead and ask me your question. I will use the entire universe with which to answer your question. It could be the snippet of the next conversation you hear. It could be the theme of the next movie you see, but I will answer your question. So he reads for a bit and he's like, okay, God, my question is, do I belong with Mary? Well, he falls asleep on the couch, and when he wakes up, there's one of those infomercials on, and it's about his horoscope. And it's very clear to him, you are done with Mary, which enabled him to move on. And I was like, oh my God, I'm totally going to get that book. So this was in April, and my birthday is at the end of March. And for my birthday that year, my brother and his then wife bought me a gift certificate to Borders and Books, which I hadn't spent yet, which is a goddamn miracle, because for much of my life, if I got a gift certificate for anything, I was fucking spending it immediately. And what's really funny about that is how much I've changed. I was going through my wallet when I went to Mexico because I didn't bring my entire wallet with me. And I found that I had 4 gift cards in there that I didn't even know I had. Anyway, so I went home from the dealership that day with my new car. I got my Borders gift certificate. I went to the store and got Conversations with God. This was on a Friday. I read the book over the weekend and it changed my life. I went from being a lifelong agnostic to being a believer in God, at least my conception of God. So by Monday, I was a believer. So just reading that book caused me to go from being like 35, 36 year agnostic to being a believer. That alone is an incredible reward for that car accident. However, that is not all that happened. A few months later, a friend of mine from graduate school who knew I was almost done there since I was no longer taking classes and was just working on some papers said to me, "If I could get you into a resume writing and interview skills seminar, would you go?" And I was like, "Absolutely." So I ended up going to this 2-day amazing seminar on resume writing and interview skills. There were only 5 of us and it was really intensive. And one of the exercises we did on the second day was that we had to find an ad for a job for which we were qualified. This was back when jobs were advertised in the newspaper so that we could use this ad to learn how to craft a cover letter. And by then I knew I wanted to do some kind of social research and I found a job listed that was perfect for me. The seminar leader decided to use my ad as the example to illustrate how to write a cover letter for the whole group. By the time we were done with that exercises, I was like, "Oh my God, I am totally applying for this job." Now, I was still working at the Office of Institutional Research at UConn, and I was working on a big, huge project that I committed to staying until the project was done. So I wasn't planning on taking it. The job in the ad was in New Haven, which was over an hour away. So I was like, "Man, I don't really want to drive an hour." And they were only paying $24,000 to $26,000. And I'd been broke for so fucking long that I was like, "I am not taking a job for less than $30,000. I'm sick of eating ramen noodles and tuna sandwiches." So I really knew for all these reasons, I didn't want the job, but I still wanted to apply for it anyway, just as an exercise to see if all the things I'd learned in the seminar really worked. And lo and behold, I got an interview and ultimately I took the job. And the entire trajectory of my life changed when I took that job. And I will tell you, there is no fucking way I would ever have taken that job if I had to drive to New Haven for over an hour each way every day with a 7-year-old 3-cylinder Geo Metro. It would not have happened. I only took that job because I had that new car I was leasing. Well, let me tell you some of the ways in which the trajectory of my life changed. Because of that, one, I ended up moving to New Haven in 2001 so that I didn't have to drive over an hour. Now, I had always lived in suburban and rural areas, and never in a million years did I think I would ever live in a city. And I live in New Haven to this day, and I fucking love it. 2, it was really the beginning of my career. Everything I did before that was a job. So this was the beginning of my career. 3, I had lived in the same area. So I'd never lived far from where I grew up and from my friends. And so I had mostly the same friends. And mostly what I did with those friends was party all the time until I moved to New Haven. And moving away meant I forged new friendships. And the way that I met people when I lived and worked in New Haven was either through work, which was a place where people were basically working to try to make the world a better place. So all my colleagues had some kind of investment in making the world a better place. Or I met people through church because I had started going to church right around the same time or right after I read Conversations with God. So when I moved to New Haven, I found a new church. And people who go to church are at minimum trying to make their own lives better, if not the world a better place. And then I also met people through volunteering, which is also people who are trying to make the world a better place. So it's not that any of the people that I grew up with or hung out with were bad people. They were just really myopic And they were not really thinking about making the world a better place. But I was interested in that, especially after getting a bachelor's and a master's in sociology. And the bulk of the time that I'd spent with friends before that was partying. Now, I did do a lot of partying when my first few years in New Haven, too. Don't get me wrong. But the entire trajectory of my life was changed by that accident, about which I was so fucking angry. The way I think about the book Conversations with God is not that it changed my life. It's that it changed my universe, because I finally encountered a conception of God that finally made sense to me. Before reading that book, I saw lots of hypocrisy and lots of shit done in the name of religion. So I was agnostic until I read that book. And I really became a very spiritual person because of that book. And of course, that spirituality was magnified when I got into 12-step recovery. Now, remember, all of this started with a car accident about which I was the most fucking pissed about anything I had ever been in my entire life. It took me several years to realize that that accident was this pivotal moment in my life because of becoming a spiritual person and because of having a car that I could actually rely on to drive an hour each way. So I'd start my career, eventually move to New Haven and create an entirely new set of friends. And I say this to tell you, if something shitty is going on, just wait a while. You don't know where it's going to lead. Now, I also want to say that when I started working on this episode earlier in the day today, I was still in a bad place and I had a major shift. Basically, from going to a 12-step meeting, and I feel like a completely different person. And perhaps it was also starting to work on this episode that really changed things for me, but I literally feel different in my body. I also want to thank everybody that participated in my 5-year anniversary celebration and got the Feelings Decoded Toolkit for managing and understanding your feelings. And one lucky person got a free 1-hour coaching session from me for entering the contest. Now, the contest is over, but I would still love it if you would review my podcast. I think it's really helpful if you tell people about a specific episode that you love in your review, or maybe take your favorite episode and share it on social media and tag me to let people know that's your favorite and why. Word of mouth is the best way to spread podcasts. I listened to a fantastic episode this week, or podcast this week, and I shared a specific episode with two of my friends because I knew this was an issue they were dealing with. And guess what? They both started listening to the podcast now. And that podcast was referred to me by someone else. So this is how it works. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-released podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.